Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You ready for Devers to play the field?
Oh, of course I am. Unbelievable. Although not unbelievable
it's
at the
really
same
not.
Time.
It's not unbelievable.
The
at
guy
all.
Is such an incredible a-hole that you have to respect it. Like, you're left with no other options but to respect it.
I mean, I have to respect
you
it.
Have to.
I am honestly in awe.
You have to do it.
The a-holery. That's
the
true.
Guy didn't even want a DH, which is just hitting, which is basically all he did before anyway. He kicked and screamed about DHing, goes to another team. He's like, yeah, I'll play wherever they need me.
I'll pitch,
I'll catch.
I love the reporting now, and it's like Pete Abraham, Chris Cotillo.
Yeah.
I love the reporting that, like, oh, well, it's not that Devers said he wouldn't play the field. It's like, yeah, he did. I heard it.
He said it through
the media.
Publicly many times.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he said it straight up, too.
It's not that he wouldn't want to play the field. It's that he's upset about how they went about asking him, which is such garbage.
Well, I'm sure he was upset about it.
Okay, no. I'm sure he was upset about it. But, like, the idea that he would do it? No.
Yeah.
He said on the record,
yeah,
he wouldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So get out of my face with that revisionist history.
No. The guy didn't want to DH, clearly didn't want to play first base, wasn't going to go back to third base. He even made the comment of, like, what do they want me to play every position?
Which
is not what they wanted you to do. Like, that's
next,
like,
thing you know, I'll be crazy. Playing the outfield.
Yeah, they're sticking in the outfield.
Manny, you hear Manny with Carrabas yesterday. He's like, oh, it'd be like asking Aaron Judge to catch. It's like, no, not
it's
really.
It's not that at
they're
all, actually.
They're asking him to play the position he used to play.
Yeah.
And or the opposite corner, which tons of guys do, including Abraham Toro, who's doing it right now.
Judge, correct me if I'm wrong, has played right and center. Like, they've moved him around in the outfield.
Judge has moved positions.
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Every player moves positions, except for Devers. But now he's going to do it with the Giants.
You think this makes Devers look better or worse?
Worse. The whole thing makes him look much worse. I'm not shocked by it. We've talked about it in the past where if you're on a team for a long time and they ask you to do something different or they reduce your role – like, say it's like being a back. I even look at, like, a guy like Chara, who is the opposite teammate of Devers. But just for this example, when they, at the end of Chara's career here, they're like, hey, we need you to take a lesser role. And it was like, well, you know, you were the captain, all this stuff. But then he went to the Capitals and took a lesser role. But I think it was, I'm in a different place. I feel like I could do that there. Or like a backup quarterback. I don't want to be a backup quarterback here because I started, but I'll be a backup quarterback over there. So I get that. But this part is just so comical because what a mess this has been for months and how he was adamant that he wouldn't play anywhere else. And now the first day on the job, he's like, well, they're my boss. I'll go anywhere. And so,
no, that's the best part of it, too.
Yeah. He's like, these are my guys.
It's not just that he'll play the position.
Anywhere that you need me.
Let me get the exact wording again. It's eye-opening.
It's comical what he's doing. I don't think it makes him look any better. But I also go back to this. Like, Devers has all the right in the world to be pissed off at Breslow and Cora for, by all accounts, lying to him during spring training. I get it. Like, I'm not saying, oh, just brush that off. But that was a long time ago, And also, you have 25 other teammates that you like. You need to do what's best for them, you would think. And so he's in this spot where he's trying to stick it to Breslow, but he's taking it out on the rest of the guys on the team.
People,
like, that's not fair. So it's like, oh, I hate you, Breslow. Fine, you can hate Breslow, but the team, Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer, Trevor Story, all those guys needed you to try to play first base, and you wouldn't do it because you hated Breslow so much. Like, that's a horrible teammate.
Yeah, and we all know people like Devers, they're exhausting. And yeah. And you're someone who will hold on to a grudge, Keith.
Hell yeah.
But you're also a team player.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, Devers can hold his grudge with Craig Breslow all he wants. I don't think any of us are saying, hey, be best friends with Craig Breslow.
No, but then you end up taking it out on the wrong people.
Correct. When you're getting mad at your teammates for volunteering and or being asked, we'll get to this from Alex Cora, whether Campbell volunteered or was asked to play first, Devers was mad that he was going to go along with the plan.
Yeah.
And so now you're lashing out based on your grudge. Hold your grudge with Craig Breslow. There's a lot of things Craig Breslow is doing wrong, including his interview practices.
Is wild.
Which we're going to get to coming up here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. That's also your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. We will talk to the voice of the Giants, Dave Fleming, brother of Will, at high noon. How's the Devers deal playing in San Francisco?
They must miss Jordan Hicks.
What are the Red Sox getting back in this trade? By the way, Buster Olney, actually a pretty flowery inside look from around the league at what the Red Sox are actually getting back. We'll get to that coming up. We got the Dork Minute for you at 12:45 and a Would You Rather Wednesday, some Would You Rathers at 11:30. So a lot coming up on the program. But just to get the wording right again, from Devers yesterday, they're the men in charge. I'm here to play wherever they want me to play.
Amazing.
Like,
amazing.
I get what you're saying.
Is that more of a slap in the face or a spit in the face of Breslow and the Red Sox?
Might be a spit. Calling them
spit
men?
Spit slap.
Maybe he spit and then slap.
Yeah, could be.
Saying they're the men in charge?
Yeah.
And on top of that, look, I'll do whatever they want me to do.
Meanwhile, Craig Breslow asked him to change positions, and he was quoted as saying, like, I don't know what this guy has against me. I don't know what his problem is. He's a former player. He should know how hard it is to change positions.
Keith, the owner got on a flight to Kansas City and asked him to change positions, and he wouldn't do it.
And he wouldn't do it. And again, this is different. Like, it's one thing if they were like, hey, you need to change positions, and we're going to take away $10 million a year, which they can't do. But I'm just saying, like, that's a different argument. That's sort of like, you know, that's where, like, holdouts and things like that come in where you're messing with the guy's money. They weren't messing with the money at all. He was going to get paid $30 million a year for the next 9 years, regardless of where he was playing. And, you know, you knew this was off to a horrible start when he wouldn't even accept just hitting, which is his thing. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to kick and scream about that. But ultimately did it. And then guess what? Desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't think they were going to have him at first or third if Casas and Bregman weren't hurt. And in the case of Casas, out for the year.
Bingo.
They wouldn't have done it. I also don't think he would have been the guy nonstop. I don't think he would have played 100 games at first base. They're like, hey, we need some flexibility. Like, you'll still DH, maybe you'll play first base a couple days. Like, we need to get the best lineup possible out there on the field. And he wouldn't budge on it. So he wants to, you know, give the finger to Breslow, but it's the rest of the guys in the lineup that were affected by it the most.
And remember what Devers is actually upset. I feel like people have lost what Devers is actually upset about. And there are tons of things Breslow's done wrong. The ownership group is detestable and has been for a long period of time. And the way they handle their finances.
Hard like, to defend.
No one's forgetting any of that. But I think people are forgetting what Devers is upset about in the first place. He's upset they signed Bregman.
Right. Who, until he got hurt, was their best player.
He's upset they signed a better player than him.
Yeah.
A more decorated player than him. A winner.
Yeah.
And not that Devers...
Cora's favorite player.
No, look, Devers won a World Series in 2018.
Yeah.
But he was platooning with Eduardo Nunez, and he was more of a follower passenger on that team than Bregman, who was a driving force on the Astros for years and years and years. Multiple World Series appearances, a championship, ALCS every year. Like, Bregman's a winner. And he's a better player than Devers.
Yeah.
Has been, will continue to be.
Yeah.
And that's what Devers is upset. He's upset the Red Sox signed a good player.
Which is amazing. Because
that's what he's actually upset about. And I feel like people have totally lost that.
I agree. And they're pointing at Breslow, and I get it. Because Breslow, the return is rough, and I know you and I disagree a little bit on that, but overall, it's not a great return.
No,
you know,
like,
it's bad. But
I like it more than
you,
but it's not enough for Devers.
But
even
so that
I
is what I think a lot of people right now are focusing on. Also, you just swept the Yankees, and Devers hits a home run in the series finale, and then you trade him then, so it was like the timing was weird. So a lot of it is being pointed at Breslow. But if you go back, first of all, 2 years ago, Devers was demanding the team get better players. They do get better players, just happen to be at the wrong spot. Also, if you do believe reports from February, Breslow didn't even want Bregman. Cora wanted Bregman, and Cora got his guy, yet Cora kind of skates by on this.
It's a neat trick that Cora pulled off. We're going to read from Buster Olney coming up. I'm now convinced a lot of the off-the-record ripping of Breslow is Cora.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I am now convinced of it. They're at war.
Yeah.
Cora doesn't like any of his GMs, specifically the last one, Bloom, and this one. Dombrowski, maybe more of a gray area.
Dave, yeah.
Fine.
Bring Dave back.
I'm now convinced.
he got Cora good players.
Convinced the manager is the one. Former co-worker of Buster. When I read Buster last night,
now,
I don't know his relationship with June Lee. When I read Buster Olney last night, it clicked for me. I'm like, Cora is ripping the crap out of Breslow. That doesn't make him wrong. I'm sure scouts are MFing him, and he has terrible interpersonal skills.
Oh, it's a whole mess.
People don't believe in him. But I think I now know the source of where the information's coming from, and it wouldn't be the first time with this guy.
You might be right.
So it's interesting. I just think people have lost it. It's like, oh, well, they didn't communicate that they were going to sign Bregman to Devers. Okay, fine. If they communicated it, would he have been happy? My guess is no.
Also, there's no guarantee they're going to get him. This isn't like a trade you were working on. Like, he had four offers on the table, and we heard about them. They're all public offer. Well, I mean, they eventually got reported out there. We knew what the years were. We knew what the teams were. And then he ultimately chose the Red Sox. So there is a scenario, too, where they just piss him off, and they don't even get the guy. Right? They're like, hey, We're getting Alex Bregman, and then he signs with the Tigers, and you're like, never mind. And then he's like, wait a minute, you were trying to sign Alex Bregman?
I'm also convinced they could have kept him in the loop every step of the way, and he would have gone AWOL then. He would have been bullcrap then if they told him and kept him in the loop. Right. But whatever, fine. He's upset that they didn't tell him that they were going to sign Bregman.
Also, Bregman
what he's actually upset about is that they signed Bregman, a better player, better winner, better teammate, and moved him off his spot. That's what he's actually upset about, and he can't get past. And it's okay to never trust Craig Breslow again. You can never trust Craig Breslow again. The real issue was letting down the entire team, belittling rookies like Christian Campbell. That's the real crime
in
all of this.
Devers doesn't even have to trust Breslow. He signed until the 2033 season. Breslow can't do anything about that. That money is all going to be paid to Devers. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing if he had a contract year or if he was dealing with an opt-out type of thing and it's like, well, I got to go back to the table with this guy. Can I trust him there? I get it. You might be a little worried about that. You're good. You're getting your money. You're fine. Also, Alex Bregman essentially signed a one-year deal. So it's not like they're super committed to the guy. He might be a one and done. Now, I think he'll be back, but that's sort of a side topic. If he's a one and done, Devers might end up back at third. Now, I know that wouldn't happen because he's going to pout about it and he wouldn't let it happen. But other professionals might let that happen. Be like, all right, we got a better third baseman for this year. Now I can always go back. But that obviously wasn't going to happen to him. You kind of broke him mentally.
And, you know, blaming the communication to me is just classic. People hear this all the time or say this all the time. You know, they don't want to hear the real messaging, so they get upset with the way it was delivered. And they nitpick the way it was delivered. What you're actually upset about is the message. The message is they don't want you at third base anymore. They found a better player. You're a crappy leader. And he never wanted to face that. So he blames the communication or lack of communication, and the Red Sox probably could have communicated better.
Yeah.
Even Breslow's willing to admit that. But I think if they communicated perfectly with this guy, he never would have gotten on board, and it would have been an issue.
But it's such a joke that a couple of weeks ago he could say, you know, what do they want me to do, play every position? And Breslow's a former player. He should know how difficult it is to change positions. And then your opening press conference with the Giants.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll play anywhere they need me. They're in charge.
He's a big, giant fraud turd. And that's what he's been. Probably for most of his career, but specifically this year. That's what he's been. And he showed it yesterday in his introductory press conference. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Alex Cora was on WEEI Afternoons. We'll get to some of that coming up as well. But before the game. Last night in Seattle, which went very well for the Red Sox, by the way.
Oh, listen, they weren't going to win them all. You know, they were on an absolute heater.
Devers had two hits for the Giants. The Red Sox had two hits total. They both lost. I mean,
yeah, Devers, Giants lost 0-1.
Devers
Giants
has
0-1.
Devers has no wins right. as a Giant. The Red Sox have one win without Rafi Devers.
Yep, scoreboard.
But the hits were rough last night. Yeah. The lack of offense was rough last
the
night.
The offense is cooled.
Which we'll get to coming up. But Alex Cora was asked before the game about the June Lee report, and specifically about Christian Campbell volunteering to move off of first, move to first base and go help the team out like a good teammate would do, and Devers being upset with Christian Campbell. Here's what Cora had to say.
There was also a report that there was a little tension between Christian Campbell and Devers, that Christian Campbell initially asked to play first base.
No, Christian Campbell didn't ask to play first base. Okay. I talked to him about it, and he was willing to try it.
So there was no tension between them. Like
the first time I heard about that was this morning. So,
Okay. I don't buy any of that, but fine. Yeah. What'd you read into that?
Well, at first he's like, you know, he first addressed the part about Campbell volunteering or being asked to do it. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, well, he asked to do it. So that already immediately is sort of like trying to poke holes in the story a little bit.
Correct.
And
he never addressed the Devers part of it. He just addressed the whether or not Campbell volunteered.
And it's the first time hearing about it. But Cora hasn't exactly had a well-run ship in there. So if Cora missed something, it's possible he could be lying about it, or maybe he doesn't know, which also speaks to the dysfunction with the whole team.
It's a good point. If you want to take
you
it
think
at face,
he knows everything that's going on in that clubhouse?
If you want to take it at face value, you don't even know what's going on right under your nose, but I don't buy that.
Maybe not.
What I think, and it's interesting just to hear him say, so he does communicate with some players in there. He couldn't be bothered to talk to Rafael Devers.
He was afraid to.
But he would go tell Christian Campbell. He wants to take credit now for Christian Campbell going and getting him work at first base. Maybe Cora's right about that. Maybe June Lee had that part of the story incorrect. I don't know. I don't know the real truth there.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to hear Cora acknowledge he will go talk to some players and have conversations with some players.
Some players,
And let them know that,
nervous around them.
I can ask certain guys to play certain positions and not just, you know, tuck his head in the sand and wait for the owner to come fly to an opposing city to meet with the player. But no, I think that's a classic.
They asked Campbell to play first, and what did he say? Yes.
Of course he did.
What did every single player that they've ever asked besides Devers say?
They asked him to play center field, left field, first base. He's playing second base. He's now DHing. None of it's a problem. You know, Roman Anthony hadn't been playing right field at all in the minor leagues, comes up, plays right field. Marcelo Meyer, not a third baseman, playing third base, making great plays. Again, last night, making great plays. David Hamilton, never played third base in his life.
Nope.
Playing third base. There's a million examples of it on just this team.
Toro and Romy play both corners.
Thank you.
Yep.
I mean,
Duran plays two spots.
Romy Gonzalez, that's another good one. Romy Gonzalez played second. He's played all over the place.
Romy's actually played
in
everywhere.
His career.
Yeah, Connor Wong, they've played at second base.
Connor Wong.
They played everybody.
Well, if anything, most of those examples just speak to roster construction and how poor it is.
The roster
you don't have backups for any of these spots.
It is pretty bad. Yeah, as soon as you lose one guy, it's like a house of cards.
Because
you're like, I think Breslow's done a pretty bad job with that part of it.
I guess.
Because how do you not prepare for a Costas injury? And I know you've pointed out, they prepared with Devers.
But I think they did prepare.
They never got the answer they wanted. They were just like, fingers crossed.
How many teams have a backup first baseman on their roster?
I think a bunch probably have a guy that can play first base.
Giants do. They don't have three.
Add Devers.
Okay, but where'd they get Dominic Smith? Did they sign him off the street like the Red Sox have the last couple of years?
He opted out of his Yankees contract.
Okay, so exactly. So that's a scrap heap guy. That's not an answer at first base.
He's a vibes guy, not a scrap heap guy.
The Red Sox literally had last year. That doesn't count.
Yeah, but
most teams don't carry a backup first baseman.
But they should be.
They carry a guy who can play a couple of different spots, and Devers should have been willing to play a couple of different spots.
But I think it would have been dumb for this particular team to not have a better plan at both first base and shortstop, because those two guys are more injury prone than other guys. Costas played 60 games last year. Story, shockingly, has been healthy this year.
But you do think they had a backup plan at shortstop. That's Meyer.
Yes, no, I do. So they did have that. They did have that checked off. I just thought they would have been had a little bit more covered there at first base. They didn't. But that doesn't mean that Devers is right to react this way all season.
617-779-7937. I want to introduce this because I found this interesting from Buster Olney last night. And this is something we can ask Dave Fleming about. Some in baseball actually think the Red Sox did pretty well on this trade.
Yeah, Craig Breslow. Some in baseball, Craig Breslow.
All right, this is Buster Olney. You can believe him or not.
Okay.
The fans' protest of the Devers deal largely diverged from the industry view. So Red Sox fans are upset, but it largely diverged from the industry view.
All right.
A lot of rival officials thought the Red Sox did well, in getting rid of themselves, or ridding themselves, rather, of a one-dimensional star with an expensive contract. The contract is a huge part of this discussion. Who refused layers of requests to change, received four players from the Giants in return, including talented Kyle Harrison. WTF were the Giants doing, taking on that whole contract? One executive asked rhetorically via text, oh my God, that deal will not end well.
Well, no.
That's longer term,
and
that's finances. Okay. Another executive. So this can't, they can't both be Breslow.
No, okay.
Another executive said he thought on a scale of 1 to 10, with
Sam
10
Kennedy.
Being terrible.
This is Sam.
Management's handling of the Devers situation was a 6.
Okay. 7!
That's not great. No. Scale of 1 to 10, the Red Sox were a 6.
Okay.
They made mistakes, he said.
Yeah.
Devers' handling of this was a 10 out of 10 and how bad it was.
Agreed.
Regardless of Devers' handling of the situation, it's clear the Red Sox have some work to do in filling the role that he leaves. The Red Sox did well in this trade for the long term, one exec said, but they're going to miss him. You're not going to replace a hitter like Rafael Devers. So,
I mean, unless you get Kyle Tucker.
I do think Devers and his impact, Twitch chat earlier was calling him generational.
Like, that's insane.
That's wildly overstating
that's
what
insane.
Rafael Devers is.
We just
is.
Talked about yesterday, Jason Bay had a better individual season with the Red Sox than Devers ever had.
Yeah, Mike Lowell.
A better season.
I mean, Adrian Beltre when he was
correct.
Here. And, you know, Beltre's a Hall of Famer, and, you know,
yeah.
Bay.
No, I think the pushback that we give is just because he's a good player. Like, he's a really good hitter. Yeah, he's a good stick.
He's a good stick is what
but
he is.
But when people go overboard and it's either generational or they mention the Hall of Fame or like these, you're like, wait, are we watching the same guy?
I mean,
clearly not.
Yesterday, no offense to our guest coming up at noon, he's comparing him to Willie Mays and Barry Bonds and guys like this. It's like,
yeah.
He ain't that.
No,
good
my
stick.
God, no. Every
but,
other
know.
Year, he'll hit 30.
Well, it depends on what numbers you look at. He's like the 15th player to ever have this many home runs and this many doubles in baseball history.
Yeah.
So that's what
and then he finishes 15th in the AL MVP voting every year.
Yeah. He's not a good fielder, Jones, so they dock him for it.
Okay, fine. David Ortiz barely played the field. Guy got a lot of MVP votes. Manny Ramirez wasn't a good defensive player. Got a lot of MVP votes.
Mm-hmm.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've been talking about the subject for the last week. You know, obviously, you know, on Sunday we got the news. You know, the deal went down after the game, and you know, we were at the airport, and then we have to, you know, get Rafi, talk to him, and let him know what happened. So, but there's been conversations, and there's something that it happens in every organization, right? As far as like the communication part of it, you know everything. And then they kept me in the loop with what was going on, and you know, we decided to make the move on Sunday.
How was Alex Cora yesterday evening on WEEI Afternoons? If you missed the full interview, check it out. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can hear a bunch of interviews, full shows, etc., by using the rewind feature there. Kind of a timeline as Alex Cora understood it. He said earlier in the week, I guess going back to whatever it was, Monday, he was clued in the loop, didn't catch him completely off guard, but Devers was sitting there on the flight. They had to get him out of the traveling party.
Yeah, get off the flight.
And deal him at the last second.
Yeah.
You know, before taking off, in other words. So that was Cora's understanding of how it all went down, or his view anyway on how it all went down.
And the team wasn't all that beat up about it. That's another thing that sort of come out about this. Like, all right, that's fine. I don't have to deal with that anymore. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, he's your face of the franchise, some are calling him. Obviously the longest tenured member of the team. The only guy that was on the 2018 World Series team still left over. And everyone's like, all right.
Well, this
it's like, okay.
This is why I do think
kind of even Cora, to be honest.
No, so I've come around on that. Yeah. That's one that initially I was like, no. I bet Cora wanted Devers here. I've come around on that. Yeah. I think even Cora was done with him.
Yeah.
But this is why I don't think it was a straight salary dump. It's been a big discussion. Wiggy was arguing with Chris about this morning, and I don't think it's a straight salary dump. I still think the motive. If Devers doesn't act up, and I know you agree with me on this, Keith. If Devers doesn't act up and he's just DHing and even Cassis and Bregman are both healthy, or if he volunteers to play a position in the field, I don't think they move the contract. And so once they decided to trade Devers, I do think getting rid of the entire contract was a big motivation, but they weren't looking for an excuse, in my estimation, and maybe I'm giving the Red Sox too much credit. I acknowledge that. I shouldn't trust them. But I think it started with Devers acting like a clown, and then they said, okay, and a big stipulation in the trade was eating the whole contract. I don't think they said, how do we get rid of the contract? Oh, good. Devers is acting up. Let's get rid of him. I don't think it was a straight salary dump in that regard.
If it was a salary dump, don't they trade him in the spring? Don't they sign Bregman, trade Devers if they're just trying to get rid of the salary? My guess is you could have gotten Hicks, Harrison, and Tibbs at any time.
Yeah, or I bet you could have got more for Devers in the offseason, whether you were
right
having them eat the whole
stuff.
Contract
yeah.
or anything else.
Yeah, you had more teams probably bidding in the offseason. So if it's just salary dump, no. Now, there is the reporting from the Giants that they needed to take on the whole contract. And so that's why I think people are pointing to a salary dump. Well, I don't know, Mike, conspiracy on this.
Oh.
John Henry, who flew out to Kansas City, talked to Devers face-to-face, didn't go his way, is so pissed at Devers that he's telling himself, I'm not going to pay you a cent. Now this is Henry holding a grudge against Devers, where he's like, yeah, we might be able to get an extra prospect out of it if we eat $10 million, but I'm not cutting a check to that guy.
Well, the reporting is the Red Sox wanted the Giants' top prospect. What's the first baseman's name? Eldridge?
He's a hoss.
Whatever his name is. Yeah, Bryce Eldridge. They wanted him, and the Red Sox, they were adamant they were going to get him. And then there was negotiations over time, and the Red Sox backed off it. My guess is why they backed off it is the Giants are like, well, sure, we'll trade him to you, but you got to retain
pay half
of Devers' salary.
And I think Henry refused to do that.
Exactly. So I'm not telling you the salary wasn't a factor. Of course it was. But getting the highest paid guy off the team who's a crappy leader is also important. That's not just a salary dump. There's also stature that comes along with the contract. And people look at him a certain way because he's the highest paid player on the team and the longest tenured guy on the team.
If Kostas doesn't get hurt, he's still on the team.
That's what I think. We're in the minority on by the way. The dominating theory on this is that straight salary dump really had nothing to do with Devers. They were looking for an excuse to get out of the contract, and so they got out of it.
Because it seems like they kind of got over, not that there weren't still like hurt feelings and Devers, whatever, but they clearly moved past the move to DH because he was the DH.
Yep.
It was asking him to play first base where it became like another big thing. And then you go and you relive the moments from spring training, and then it just really snowballed and got worse. But if he was just smacking the ball as the DH, and, you know, it doesn't mean he's a great teammate or anything, but they probably would have left him alone, and Tristan Kostas would have played first base, whether Bregman gets hurt or not, and you just kind of you move forward with the team.
Also,
but both those guys getting hurt and then everybody else changing positions has sort of led to this point.
And the team's sucking. If they're
doesn't help,
they're 15 games over 500. They're trading Devers.
No chance.
So the team
be like Belichick. Belichick trading like Jamie Collins.
They wouldn't do that. So let's all be honest. The salary is a big factor in the trade. It wasn't the only factor in the trade. It wasn't, in my estimation, the biggest factor in the trade. How they're playing, how Devers is acting, those were bigger factors. And then, oh, by the way, let's rid ourselves of the whole contract.
It's like a while we're here situation.
Yeah, for sure. Trust me.
Wiggy tried the ice cream analogy.
Oh.
He was like, that's the cherry on the top.
Got it.
He's like, the rest of the stuff is the ice cream
sauce. I didn't hear him say that. I heard a lot of their arguing. I missed that analogy.
Yeah, I was with Wiggy on this one.
But, okay, I agree with him on that. Trust me, Henry wants to save every penny he can.
Yeah, of course.
But if they're 20 games over, they're dominating and they're in first place, they're not trading Devers.
Yeah.
If Devers is
first base, they're not trading him.
If Devers is playing first base, I don't think they're trading him. So it wasn't just the salary dump. Can we all agree on that? 617.
Well, I don't think we all can.
779-7937. Jeff is in Rhode Island. Get us started today, Jeff.
Okay. Two quick points. First of all, Devers' new teammate happens to be Dominic Smith, and he's hitting over 300. He was apparently Buster Posey's backup plan. Now we'll get to my question on Devers.
Okay.
I wonder if he ever took the rookies out, bought them dinner, and bought them new suits. Do you think that's what got him going when Bregman did that? And I don't think the thing was a grandstand play on Bregman.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I don't believe he took them out to dinner
and
got
heard.
Them suits and went to their road games like Bregman did. I also think some of that can be like a little eyewash on Bregman's part. But no, I think he's a much better leader and better teammate than Devers. I think that's unquestionable.
Yeah, I mean, the most recent reporting was that Alex Bregman, while hurt, is spending time after games talking to Meyer and Anthony about their swings. Meanwhile, Devers is pissed that Campbell was willing to play first base.
So, like,
that's not even up for debate.
Bregman might do some of this stuff for show. Like, I won't even deny that. But he's a way better leader and teammate than Devers,
Which top prospects got called up since Devers has been called up?
What?
Which, like, what prospects would Devers have done this with that Bregman did it with?
Anthony and Marcelo Meyer?
I guess if you're talking like this year, but up until this year, there's been no prospects where.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like over the years.
Oh,
yeah,
Jaren Duran, Tristan Casas?
But they weren't high prospects, and they were all called up during the season. I think it's just not the same.
But Devers could have done it even with these guys
Devers
this
was
year
here this spring.
No, I'm saying like up until this year, I don't think there's a prospect where you're like, oh, he should have been buying these guys suits.
Okay, maybe. Maybe you're right about that. How about this year, though? Where was he
this year? I agree.
Okay. Keith is in New Jersey. Hello, Keith.
Oh, hi. This is Pete.
Oh, hi, Pete, New Jersey. Okay. Hi, Pete.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Pete.
The one question I have, and I'm in the middle of, you know, Mets world and Yankee world, and, you know, this weekend there was nothing better than the Red Sox, you know, just mauling the New York Yankees and how they did it, including, you know, Devers' home run, everything else. I mean, feeling great, and then this happens, and this is always the way the Red Sox work. You know, they just never know when or how to communicate anything, and I've just been so frustrated by it. But my question is, why in the first place was Craig Breslow looking to bring in Bregman when you've got a third baseman?
I mean, there you go, Pete. That's nuts to me.
Alex Cora brought in Bregman.
Okay.
Alex Cora wanted Bregman.
Good point.
Breslow didn't even want him.
Wasn't even Breslow. It was Cora who wanted him. But
also, Devers sucks at third base.
I just can't get over that. Like, the reason that Devers is upset is because they signed a good player when a year ago he asked for good players. That's
correct.
What he's actually upset about.
That's
you can blame the communication all he wants. Communication wasn't great. Fine. You can get past that.
And maybe
what he's actually angry about is they signed a better player than him, a better leader than him, who's making more per year than him, not total. That's what he's actually upset about. And so, for him to have a problem with that is absurd.
Is the people defending Devers or wishing Devers was still here or whatever, some combination of the two, you got to ask yourself, are you upset at all with how he reacted to all this? And if you're not, you must wish they never signed Bregman. Like, you can't have that both ways. You can't have Bregman and Devers at this point because he reacted like such a baby to this move.
Now, look, I'm not telling you the Red Sox are great at communicating.
No, they are not.
We're gonna get to Craig Breslow and his hiring practices coming up, which
it's
are just
stranger and stranger by the minute.
Mind-boggling. Yeah. But a couple other items here. I was reading again Buster Olney, and it clicked for me reading this that Cora's the one ripping Breslow off the record. doesn't mean he's wrong. Doesn't mean that any of this is untrue. It's just if I had to guess where it's coming from, it's right from the manager's office. Again, Olney and Cora used to work together. Maybe Cora was supplying some of this to Jun Lee as well, because it's been a couple of steady days of ripping Craig Breslow.
Yeah.
Breslow needs to hear feedback, writes Olney, that is coming from all corners of the franchise, including the manager's office, I'll add.
Mm-hmm.
His interpersonal skills are poor.
Well,
in his year and a half with the Red Sox, Breslow has failed to build a relationship with the team's most important player. He has to talk more with others, connect more. Because when he doesn't build those relationships, what festers in a vacuum of conversation is the sort of communication decline that developed with Devers. He then hears the exact same story Jun Lee heard, Carl Moshe. Oh, so interesting. So that's come out 2 days in a row, including now today, to a former coworker of Alex Cora.
Let's get Moshe on the show.
Interesting. We should.
Let's get Moshe.
His LinkedIn is up there.
All right.
We gotta see if we can get a contact in.
Okay.
But here's what I don't get. It's like, oh, Devers had a bad relationship. Breslow had a bad relationship with the team's best player. Okay. Did they have a good relationship with Bogarts before Breslow got there?
No.
How about with Mookie Betts?
I don't think so, no.
How about with John Lester?
No, he was gone.
Okay. So maybe it's not just the Breslow problem.
It's beyond that.
Maybe it goes a lot higher than that, which has always been my point. If you're mad at the Devers trade, be mad at John Henry. I don't really get the people who are ripping Breslow for it. Yeah, he's probably poor communicating.
Yeah.
But the real problem with all these superstars and all the Red Sox issues with their best players over the years, and Betts is much, much better than Rafael Devers, but I'll connect them in this way. Regardless of who the GM is, they're always feuding with these players. That's on ownership.
Yeah,
that's on Henry.
I think any player that ends up making, you know, $200 million or more, whether they're here or not, and let's face it, not in the cases of all these guys eventually, that's not really the chief baseball officer's final say. Like, yeah, when they're traded away, they need to come up with the return, right? John Henry's not like, hey, let's go get Connor Wong. Like, he doesn't know those guys.
Right,
but he's saying, like, hey, we're not signing Betts, so he's gone. Hey, let's get rid of Devers, so he's gone.
Sale,
like,
too. I bet Breslow didn't want to trade Sale. But ownership goes, we're getting rid of Sale, and so do the best you can. And Breslow did a terrible job at getting the best
he could. That's on Henry. I don't think Breslow's doing an amazing job. I do think he had a good offseason, and that's getting a bit overshadowed the way this whole regular season has played out.
I'm going to stand on an island with Breslow in this way. I think he's done a good job this season in his roster building. And I used to say this all the time about Dombrowski. People hated Dombrowski. Now people retroactively like Dombrowski. By the end, people hated Dombrowski. He decimated the farm system and this
or
and that.
Or did he?
Okay, he did it.
He had, like, Jaren Duran and Casas were his guys.
Even Bayo, who I'm not even the biggest fan of. Rafaela, I think, is one of his guys. So, like, guys that are up here contributing, how decimated could the farm system be if they're all up here contributing?
I don't know. He won a World Series.
Okay.
I also will give him points for that.
I was on an island with Dombrowski, and that was a baseball guy. I'll be on an island with Breslow,
too. You big Chaim Bloom guy?
Who's a robotic android. No, I didn't. I never liked the job that Bloom did in the middle.
Who's got better social skills, Chaim Bloom or Craig Breslow?
Well, I would have said
better in the room?
I would have said Breslow before the reporting came out last night. We'll get to Craig GPT coming up in just a little bit. 617-779-7937. Let's get to the game last night as well. Can they score? And is it time to worry about the kids up here with the big club? That's next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Base is loaded. One out. Two outs, I should say, with a run in the second. Here's the pitch, and it's high in the right field. Essing is crushed. It is back at the wall, and it is gone. Cal Raleigh hits a grand slam. His 27th homer of the year. You could see that coming all the way. Walker Buehler has given up five in the second.
Log every win you can get. Try to come out tomorrow, Crochet, and win a series.
0-1. Chopper to short should end it. Crawford to second. In time, and the ball game is over. 8-0. The Mariners beat the Red Sox to level this series. Walker Buehler, shaky start tonight in Seattle, but Garrett Crochet on the mound tomorrow for a series win here in the Pacific Northwest.
Sox got rocked.
Last night was a rough one, Keith.
Yeah, I didn't love that. Things were, the vibes were high, as they say.
Yeah.
9-2 since I got the City Connects.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see a tweet this morning about that.
No. They're 9-3 now.
The Phillies win?
No.
Oh, boy.
It kind of dried up on me pretty quick.
No.
We need to test the Phillies. We need to test it with somebody else. If some other major league team wants to send me a jersey, we'll see if your team goes on a heater.
Mm.
But, yeah, that wasn't pretty last night. They can't win them all, right? Were they going to win seven in a row? Unlikely.
They decidedly can't win them all. They've won more games without Devers than Devers has won with his new club.
Fair.
Devers two hits. Red Sox two hits last
night. Two hits. That's all we got. But two damn hits.
They both lost.
Yeah, they did.
They both lost.
The Sox really were never in it. Down 5-0 early, and then just were never able to Never able to scrap together anything at all.
Look, a two-hitter is bad enough. I was a little afraid we were going to wake up today, and it's a no-hitter against the Red Sox, which, you know, Brian Wu was cruising last night. That'd be real, tough. Devers has two hits on the other side, and you get no hit.
Would you take Brian Wu?
Sure.
Trade Casas? Brian Wu, he was rumored for every other Seattle pitcher.
Looking pretty good.
Take Wu.
So I know you didn't like my Walker Pooler tweet that I had the other
day. No, I didn't care for that.
How about Walker Piuler?
Fine.
Better. It's no poor cell blow.
No.
They can't all be gems, Keith.
That's true. He stinks.
Walker P. Euler. I think we're on to something. We're getting there.
I think he's one of the main reasons.
That's a bad Breslow move. Look, I have, as the text line said, and I guess I'll wear it, I have a boy crush on Craig Breslow.
Well, that guy's saying more than that. The guy's very...
Is it more graphic than that?
Very graphic.
Oh, is it more graphic than that?
Suggesting,
okay.
Yes.
I have a boy crush on Breslow.
Yeah.
The Twitch chat's so wrong. They're like, no one disliked Dombrowski at the end. We used to take calls.
Team fired him. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fan base.
Oh, the fan base.
The fan base was done with. They're like, he keeps trading away all the prospects. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
There's nobody in the farm system.
No, he looks better and better now.
I used to argue constantly with people about that in real time. So I'll argue about Breslow, too. I like the moves he's made at the big league level. I don't like all of his interviewing practices, which we'll get to about 10 minutes from now.
Just insane.
He's more robot than human.
Yeah.
But if he's making good baseball moves, Crochet, Bregman, Narvaez. Who else am I missing on the list? Definitely not P. Euler.
Wilson.
I feel like there's another obvious one.
Chapman, Wilson, Bregman,
Crochet. Thank you. Chapman is the other obvious
Chapman.
One. Thank you. Yeah. I think he's mostly made good moves this year. So I'll evaluate him on that, even if he has bad interpersonal skills.
But Bueller's rough stuff. There's been some rough outings over the last handful.
Well, and you know, again, I think he's a bit of a selfish teammate. If we're going to get on Devers for it, for getting himself ejected in a game where you had no bullpen.
I still blame because the ump he's got for a, that.
I don't even think it's any different than Devers. It's like Devers has
it's way different than Devers.
Devers has a personal issue that gets in the way. Bueller had a personal issue with the ump that got in the way, and he flew off the handle and hurt his team because of it.
Yeah, but the umpires should be robots. We'll get into robots later.
Yeah,
he should be robots, but yeah, I don't think Bueller like necessarily knew he was going to get thrown out either. Whereas Devers knew and had many opportunities to change his mind. Bueller was running hot in the moment, and it cost him and the team. Whereas with Devers, this is weeks, months in the making.
It was. He was also, but Devers was also hot in the moment, though, but he was hot over months and months. That's true.
And I don't even blame him for being hot in the moment. So I'm consistent as hell on this. I don't blame Devers for even his first press conference, as bad as that was back in the spring. Like, all right, that's how you feel, but cool
get
out.
Over it.
Get over it, and you got a team to play with and play for. But yeah, Bueller wasn't bad in April, and you were like, all right, if he could just keep that, give me like a 4 ERA, sub-4 ERA. Like you're kind of cooking with gas there, but he's had a lot of games where he's just been ripped.
He has.
And this is one of them. 8 earned runs over 3 1/3. So you're just never really in it. Now, obviously they didn't score any runs. That's another whole issue. Like their offense has been a mess.
Let's focus on that for a moment. Roman Anthony.
Yeah. How's my guy doing?
Oh my God. I was listening last night on Nesson. And you should listen on EEI as well. I happened to be watching on TV last night.
Odyssey app. Fire that up.
Middlebrooks and O'Brien are just going on and on about how can you believe anybody's throwing Roman Anthony fastballs? They're like, what a mistake they made.
I mean, throwing
him a fastball and he hit a home run.
Now.
I'm like, the guy's hitting 80.
080. 080. You mean 800? No, 080.
No. Not 800.
No.
80 is what he's hitting. And then he proceeded to strike out on a bunch of fastballs in his first at bat. And I'm like, what are they talking about? I'm excited for Roman Anthony.
Sure.
The guy's hitting 80.
Yeah.
He was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts last night. Marcelo Meyer.
A couple good hacks, though.
Nice play in the field.
Yeah.
He had one of their two hits last night.
So he's off the
credit to him. Yep. He's at 214.
It's all right.
Christian Campbell didn't start the game.
No.
Was a pinch hitter for Trevor Story, 226, 0-for-1.
Yeah.
I mean,
and a lot of strikeouts. You want a strikeout, Campbell will get it for you.
I'm excited for these guys.
Sure, me too.
Especially the first two. I'm excited for these guys. But at what point do you go, all right, guys, like you gotta pick it up. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What's the number?
So what Roman Anthony, you do here?
Is 2-for-25. Does have a ding dong though.
No, it's true.
Smoked one a couple nights ago. Absolutely smoked it, and they won that game. Mm-hmm. But this is also what it goes back to, like Breslow and even Cora to a certain degree. They waited to call these guys up, then they call them up, and this isn't hey hit 7, 8, 9 in the order and sort of we're a good team and sort of ease your way in. They were worried about the pressure they put on them. Now they trade Devers before Bregman even comes back, and they're hitting, 3, 5 in the lineup, whatever it is. Like, now you are putting pressure on him. Now you are literally looking at him and saying, you guys need to carry the offense in June.
Yeah, and look, I want him to play. I want him to be up here. I want him to play. Yeah. I want to see what they can do, but let's just be honest about what they're doing.
Yeah, what's the line there? I think you have to be patient.
It's not much.
I mean, the poster boy for patience is Dustin Pedroia.
Yep.
Was ice cold the first month of his rookie year and then still won rookie of the year. And then the MVP the next year. So if you ran away from him 20 games in, who knows what you would have gotten. They stuck with him, and the guy turned around and was just on fire after the fact. But you saw this coming, because even in the Yankee series, you're saying, all right, I'm loving these wins. You're not going to win a lot of games 2-0.
No.
Not when you're trotting out Bayo and Walker Buehler. And as good as he was the other night, Lucas Giolito, like, you're just not going to win a lot of games 2-0. Now, today, could you win today 2-0? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, these Crochet games, you might have to win 2-0.
It's a bit, you hate to keep saying it, and I question Crochet going into his last start. I'm not really questioning him today. I know he had a bad start against the Mariners. I don't think there's much to that rivalry. We were at it when he had his bad start against the Mariners.
Yep.
But it's kind of a big start for Crochet. It's like,
it is.
You won your first game without Devers. The offense did nothing last night. Now you can win this first series without Devers. Your ace is on the mound.
And he's coming off a heck of a game.
You're starting up a road trip, your longest road trip of the year. It's a pretty big start for Crochet. I'm confident. I didn't say he's not going to pitch well. I'm confident he's going to pitch well, but let's just call it what it is. They need him to come through today.
He didn't pitch well against the Mariners last time.
Nope, that's true. We were there. The dumper is.
Yeah, Dumper's the MVP of the league. Dumper's insane. Don't even pitch to the big dumper. Cal Raleigh, by the way, we had a texter the other day. We were talking about the dumper. I don't think we ever said his name.
Yeah.
And he's like, we don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's a household name.
You got to know.
If you don't know the big dumper,
household nickname, anyway.
You got a big dumper in your pants if you don't know big dumper.
I'm pissed Crochet's not going up against Devers this weekend.
That's true.
I wanted to see that. Devers might have 10 hits this weekend.
Well, if he gets Walker P. Euler, he's definitely going to tee off.
No, he gets, I think it's Dobbins, Bayo, Giolito.
Nice.
Dong, dong, dong.
Can you bet 2 home runs against
Judge? You can. You definitely can. You absolutely can bet 2 dogs.
I bet Judge for a double dog game earlier this year.
That might be the Sportsbook Island pick of the week. Stay tuned. That might be it.
Okay. 617-779-7937. More your phone calls coming up. Let's get to Craig Breslow, who I've been defending for his baseball moves.
Yeah, defend this.
Turns out he's a literal robot. Let's get to that next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.